Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Fitz University. Professor Shoub, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Prof, I was just wondering, I'm getting a bit sidetracked here, but have you ever been to Sheba Hospital?
Yeah, I have, and some years back I was offered a post there as well, which I unfortunately turned down.
I wonder, would you concur with it being in the top 10?
I would think so, yeah. Certainly are an excellent facility. Really just excellent.
Okay, so let's get back to the business of the day, and I'm discerning a bit of a turnaround in the issues we're talking about because we're looking forward, and I'm very excited to be talking to you today about the background to the nuts and bolts of the vaccine rollout, because it seems like we're moving forward and we're not stuck in a quagmire.
Yeah. No, thanks, Simon. Now, I've had quite a number of people asking me, like, how do they get onto the program? How do they register? And then they kind of give a little bit of their medical history, why they should be prioritized, etc. Well, first of all, I must tell you, I'm personally not really involved in the rollout, so I can't really kind of give direct advice. But I could just give a bit of background, and I think you had a public service message just before I came on, which gave quite a few telephone numbers for people to phone in. So maybe they can contact HFM and get those numbers. But I thought I'd just give a bit of a background to the vaccine rollout itself. As you know, at the moment we're getting a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, in 80,000 dose tranches about every 2 weeks until we get about 500,000 towards the end of the month. So that's the aim, to kind of get at least half of the healthcare workers vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson, which is a single dose. So yeah. 500,000 doses for 500,000 people. Yeah. And then that'll be supplemented by Pfizer. 600,000 doses will also be coming by the end of the month. And then from April to June, 5 to 7 million doses of Pfizer, and up to 20 million for the rest of the year. So, and then there are other sources coming from, for example, COVAX. That's that joint procurement mechanism, and so on, to kind of fill in the rest. So the minister's kind of been pretty confident that we do have enough vaccines for the entire country until the end of the year or beginning of next year. So how does it work in just in terms of getting onto the register and so on? Well, there is electronic vaccination data system, EVDS. Yeah. And that's how you actually register. It's a questionnaire. At the moment, it's limited to healthcare workers. It hasn't been rolled out to the other phases, which I'll deal with just now. So essentially, as I just mentioned, the vaccine is going to come in tranches throughout the year, in fact. And as it rolls out, of course, people will be allocated according to the priority. So the first priority are the healthcare workers. When I say healthcare workers, it's not just professionals. It's not just the doctors, the nurses. It's also cleaning staff, porters, and people that come direct contact with patients where they are at risk of picking up COVID. Now, the Johnson & Johnson, I must mention, is actually part of a trial. People are obviously a little bit confused what is meant by trial, what's meant by rollout. I'll just briefly explain it. The trial it's what's called a Phase B, 3B implementation study. In other words, it's part of the actual evaluation of the vaccine. Now, the vaccine, of course, has been evaluated, is licensed by the FDA, it's licensed by a number of other authorities as well, so it doesn't need to undergo trials. The thing is that to expedite the vaccine coming into the country and to have it registered by our SAHPRA, which is a bit of a process, the decision was made to try and bypass that and use the trial mechanism to do that. All that it means is that the people that get vaccinated now, which are the healthcare workers, they have to give informed consent, and it can only be administered in certain selected trial areas, what we call vaccination sites. There are about 49 of them throughout the country at the moment. These have to be registered also with the regulatory authority, which is SAHPRA. So and there's also some kind of follow-up as well. Now, are there any side effects? Are there breakthrough infections and so on? So that's really what it means by having a trial. So these 500,000 doses of Johnson & Johnson are in fact donated vaccine, they fall under this trial. And the trial is then obviously limited to healthcare workers. The reason why I'm actually saying that, there's been a bit of a unfortunate situation where some of the, I hesitate to say it, but some of my medical colleagues are going, getting vaccinated at the same time registering their wives who are not healthcare workers. Now that, of course, is, you can, that's got to be condemned. That's actually illegal. Sure. Sure. And it's fraudulent. So that must not, it's really limited to healthcare workers. I say professional and non-professional healthcare workers. So that's going to be up to about just over a million, about 1.2 million healthcare workers. That probably should finish by the end of April. That's what we were told.
We got a problem because we have to leave it there, I'm afraid. We're out of time and I have to go to news, but this is a hugely important topic and a whole bunch of questions that I have flowing through this. So could we leave it at that point and continue the same discussion tomorrow? Because it really is important for the rest of us who are not medical care workers who really want to know where we stand in that queue. But, as always, Prof, thank you for talking to me. I'm sorry to have to cut you short, but we'll continue tomorrow.
Sorry about that. Should have watched my watch.
Thanks, Prof. Yeah, what a shame that we did have to cut it there, but I did, unfortunately.